With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander. The number of Americans filing new applications for unemployment benefits increased to an 11-month high last week, suggesting some softening in the labor market. The report from the Labor Department on Thursday also showed the number of people on jobless rolls swelling in mid-July to the highest level since late 2021. Intel reported worse-than-expected quarterly results. The chipmaker announced plans to cut around 15,000 employees, eliminate its fiscal fourth-quarter dividend, and reduce capital expenditures. The Bank of England cut interest rates from a 16-year high on Thursday after a tight vote by its policymakers who were split over whether inflation pressures had eased sufficiently. Makers of ATVs, boats, and other recreational vehicles are staring at a bleak summer as caution around big-ticket purchases amid high interest rates has dashed hopes of demand recovery for big manufacturers of leisure products. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bill Alexander in Washington.